Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's fucking minging, that.
I tell you what, Dad, it's fucking men against fucking boys all over the fucking park. You're fucking weak as piss, they are. Fucking weak as piss.
Welcome along to the Rock and Report podcast. It's not a very happy podcast, as we are now reacting to Sunderland being booted out of the FA Cup first round for the third season in a row. Paddy Hollis, where on earth do we start with that one?
I was saying before, it's just like, you know, after a defeat to a low league opposition, you want to feel angry. But after watching that, I don't feel angry, and that worries me, because we were just abysmal. We were just so bad. Nobody stood out there. Nobody's like shone in that game. And you know, from kickoff, just everything just looked like it was going to go wrong, and we just so disjointed. And I don't know. It's so hard to just figure out how we failed to turn up so badly there against a team who are on a poor run of form themselves and in the league below. But they've come here and they've put in a good, strong performance. And the worst part is they haven't really had to work that hard. Like, they've gone away. They're in the next round and that, but they haven't really had to like really work for that. You know, the way it's gone, you know, that they've got their goal. It's a horrible mistake from Burge, and then from there it's just, you know, they've created chances. They probably could and should have had more in the first half.
Yeah.
And it's just really worrying to see a performance like that.
See, I think if a neutral was to watch the highlights back of that tonight, they would be convinced that Mansfield were a division above us. We were the lower league team. And like you see, I think after 10 minutes gone, we haven't done anything really, and obviously we've been dicking around, and you could see the amount of times all of these short passes, the way they pressed us further and higher up the pitch, we were always one mistake away. And I think you're quite right in that sense. As soon as we conceded the goal, that nothing happened. There was no urgency. There was just nothing about us. And you know, Johnson keeps talking about getting this response, and you're just kind of wondering, well, when is this response going to come? And I don't want to overreact, because I'm probably, you know, becoming the minority, I guess, that I'm a fan of Lee Johnson. But do you subscribe to this theory that something's gone on behind the scenes? Do you think he's lost the dressing room? Because 2 weeks ago, everything was absolutely fine. We were over the moon that we were knocking QPR out of the cup. But all of a sudden now, it's like the wheels have come off and we've literally just hit panic stations.
Yeah, for me, something drastic must have changed somewhere, because as you said, you know, it's the way the wheels have come off in the last sort of 2-3 weeks is just, I mean, it's pretty spectacular, even for Sunderland, you know what I mean? You know, we had, October was, you know, apart from, you know, obviously the win down at Crewe, and obviously the cup win against QPR, apart from that, it was three pretty dire league performances, you know, to pick out. And then obviously, you know, you're thinking, you know, new month, maybe we can pick it up, you know. And we've gone into these two games, you know, obviously the back end of last month at Rotherham, then, you know, we think, oh, let's bounce back at Sheffield Wednesday. And, you know, as you said, we're getting this whole idea of like Johnson's thought, well, you know, we want a response, you know, we'll get a response in the next game. And we're just, it seems like it's getting easier and easier for teams to beat us. Because,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, I know, obviously, they, you know, they got their goal. It was fortune, or it was gifted to them by Burge. But the thing is, on another day, they could have been 3-up at half-time.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
You know what I mean? They had the chance where, you know, their lads, he's put it just wide, and then there's the deflected effort, which could have gone anywhere. And to be honest, they just, you know what I mean? On paper, that'll be an upset. But as you said, for people who were there and the neutral watching, they're going to be thinking that, well, it looks like the more composed team have gone away to a team like lower down the football pyramid and got the job done in the cup. But the reality is that, you know, we're fighting for promotion. We haven't really shown much fight recently.
Much of a fight, I know.
There isn't much fight on the around at the minute. But it's just that game. It was just like I said. I mean, there was a lot of boos at full time, and it's understandable because it was dire. You know, people are coming. This paying money to come and watch our team, and they're just so flat. And you know, today was a chance for, you know, maybe some of the more fringe players to get their chance. You know, I mean, we've seen Burgess, he's kind of turned into sort of our unofficial like cup keeper. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think, oh, it might be a good chance for him to maybe not strengthen his position in a shout for just to play in the league games. But after that, I mean, you know, it's back to square one. Have we got two keepers who just have no confidence? And is that lack of confidence just spreading across the team? Because from what I've seen here, I think it is.
Were you surprised by the lineup today, though? Because I was expecting at least a couple of more of the 23s to be involved. And when he announced that lineup, I was pretty convinced straight away. I was like, that is a team that we can easily go score 2, 3, 4 goals against these. Perhaps that's my naivety because we're so devoid of confidence. But I'm looking at the likes of Diaku thinking, right, here's a lad who's played for Bayern Munich. You've got to have something about you. And at the moment, honest to God, he's like Bambi on ice. Like, I haven't seen anything convincing from him yet to actually think he'll be a success here.
The thing is, I said this before about Diaku, it seems like he only seems to be able to play when he comes off the bench.
Yeah.
And it's, as you said, this is a guy where, you know, obviously he wasn't a first team or by any means at Munich, but he's been around that setup and he's been around that culture of how they play football. And it just seems that every time he started, he's just, I don't know, he just doesn't, I don't know what it is. You think if he's given more time on the pitch, he'll make more of a difference, but it seems like he's the impact sub. But the thing is, he's coming in as like this kind of, a player who you think, oh, you know, he's coming from Munich. He's got this sort of pedigree from his training and his background, and he's just, I don't know, he's just, you can't put your finger on it because he shows glimpses of it, but then he'll just go back on himself, and it's like all the hard work he's put in just disappears.
Yeah, I think there was a minute in the first half, wasn't there, where broad-headed, it kind of got us up the field 20, 30 yards, and then he was looking the team in on the right-hand side, and they just weren't on the same page, and Broadhead started to lose his head with him. And that's where we are, I think, as a team at the minute. We just look so incredibly disjointed. We couldn't pass a ball between each other. And if you're looking at the supposed leadership group, I mean, Jesus Christ, for a captain's performance today, you don't want to really sort of lay into players. Evans was shambolic, Bailey Wright, I feel like every time the ball was coming to him, he was just launching the ball 30 yards forward. And even when we made those changes at half-time, it just done nothing, and I've seen nothing again from the likes of Pritchard and people like that. We keep saying about the likes of him, have finally got to try and do something here, and again, I'm thinking, I'm just scratching my head. I'm starting to get a little bit concerned, actually, and like I said 2 weeks ago, everything was absolutely fine, so it's worrying. You're right, and just kind of going back to the booze at full-time, I mean, I think there was a lot of commotion on social media last night, people kicking off about the attendance and stuff like that, and I'd say, let's be fair, although there were booze at full-time, I mean, where I was sat just outside the southeast corner, they were still rallying them on until the 80th minute. And, you know, the people might say anything about the attendance, the numbers and stuff like that. Look, to try and get people's interest to come and watch us play in Mansfield, and, you know, you don't have the team reply. And it's understandable why people don't want to come. I mean, Christ almighty, we've got Bradford on Tuesday. That is the ultimate dead rubber game. I don't want to come to that. But, I mean, the fans done everything they could today. They could, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, as you said, you know, I mean, it's FA Cup first round, and we're up against a team who are out of form and in the league below us. If you're ever going to get a game where, you know, maybe, you know, we were selling off, you got like the cheaper tickets, but if you're going to get a game where you want to bring like fans in, and especially bringing younger fans, and then give them a performance to keep them interested in the club, it will be today. And we've done the exact opposite. And I don't know, it's, you don't want to go on about it too much, but it was just everything about today is just, it's just gone wrong. And you know, it's this run we're on, it's just, the more it goes on, you know, the more questions are going to be asked, and it makes you wonder, like, are we going to get the answers anytime soon? Because if Johnson comes out there after the game and just says, if he sort of draws out the same kind of thing, oh, you know, we, we'll look for a reaction in the, you know, in the Papa John's game, or, you know, for the next league game, which to me, home to Ipswich, the run they're on and the way they're playing, that's at this point in time, I'm not looking forward to it at all. Because they went to Wickham, who 100% home record, beat them 4-1,
yeah,
like easily, just didn't barely able to get out of second gear, and they just went and wiped the floor with them. And then obviously they're up here in 2 weeks.
I don't want to kind of go too much into the whole Johnson in, Johnson out debate. There's fans obviously rightly on either side. I think, you know, football subjective, I can understand people arguing on either side, but rather than, you know, ask you what side of the fence you're leaning towards, do you think his job's at risk? Do you think mentioning the Ipswich game, if it is the case that we would lose that one, that a decision would be made, do you think?
I think that's going to be, maybe not so much for Johnson himself, but I think to gauge, I think how we approach that game. I mean, if that ends up being another Pompey or Rotherham where we get turned over, but obviously the big difference there would be it's at home, and there's a hell of a lot more of our fans in the ground than there were down at Pompey and at Rotherham. But I think it's going to be hard to really say what the stance is going to be on Johnson after that. But I think if we were to, it's massive. I mean, it was always going to be a big game because, you know, they're on a great run of form. But I think after the run we're on, it's going to be, if we get beat comfortably, I think, you know, the fans at full time, they'll let the team and Johnson know exactly what their thoughts are, and rightly so, because we're on a bad run. And if we do end up getting trounced at home, I think, and that's going to play a big part in moving a lot of people towards the sort of Johnson out camp.
Well, that's probably the time to leave it, because yeah, I honestly can't be asked to talk any more about that. I'm going to go home, and I think either heavy drinking or Chinese is on the menu for tonight. But if you've managed to last for the full duration of this pod, well done. Thank you very much for hanging around. I don't know if we'll be back to do a big pod on that, because by God, I don't think we can actually just get anybody wanting to relive that again. But we will be back some point next week. And thank you for listening. See you later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.